everything you know about him. Kids need to know about this stuff. I have to ask you a specific question. You want me? What?
Yeah, ask
a question. Why don't you guys interview now? It'd be good practice for you.
Ask a question.
Pretend you're a newspaper reporter.
I'm not going to be a
newspaper. And you want to be a news reporter?
Really,
this is Serena Rose of WKTV. We're interviewing an old lady here, Nani Locanti.
I'll pass.
That's right. Teach your kids.
What?
They don't think I'm an old lady, do you?
No.
I'm their nanny, not
you're
an old lady.
You're teaching a lie now.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's get a good, juicy story, yeah.
What's a good, juicy story?
Not you two, are
well, what did we talk about before? The two papas?
Yeah. Record.
It's recording.
Papa's father and my father. When we had get-togethers, they got along very good, but they were comical. They were really funny.
Tell us a specific story.
Yeah, and Papa
something.
Conti, one day they were sitting at the table. We had a little party. And Papa Conti said to Papa Mesa, "Hey, you must have a lots of money." "Oh, what do you know? I got lots of money," Papa Mesa said. "Well, look at how you dress." See, Papa Mesa used to play the violin. He played the violin in orchestras, and he always dressed up. Even in the house, he had the shirt and the tie. And Papa Conti was a different type person, and he always had flannel shirts. You know, not really dressed. And it's really comical to listen to them.
What about when you're a kid? What about the rag man?
Oh, yeah. We had, in our day, when I was little, they had somebody coming around collecting rags for recycling. And they come around, "Addicts! Addicts!" And people would go out to get rid of their rags. And then they also had vegetable people. They come out with a... they push a trailer with their homegrown vegetables. "Hey, escarole, escarole." That means escarole. And people would run out to buy the fresh vegetables. And they were a good price, and that's how it was years ago. We didn't have to run to the stores or to farmer's market and all that. It was brought right to our doors.
What else did they sell door to door?
Well, sometimes they would come around and they'd even have some baked goods, you know, that they would sell off of the off the little truck. Not really a truck, because they used to pull a trailer. And, well, years ago, too, they had these stores, you know, that sell bedding and towels and stuff, and they'd go door to door. And people didn't have the money, and they'd have an account for them where they could pay so much a week. But it was brought right to these people because they, y'all, didn't have cars like they do today. My father, when we were little, he had one of those Model Ts. What do you call them?
Yeah, Ford Model Ts.
Ford Model Ts.
But what year was that, remember?
Oh, my God.
In the 40s?
I mean, I was born 1931, so figure,
how
40s.
Old were you? About 10 years old, maybe?
I was real young. Maybe even 7, 8.
Wow.
And then down that end, too, ice cream was a treat for us. See how they have the trucks going around and selling ice cream? That on Broad Street, they had the Rob Roy ice cream. And every Sunday, my father would take us for a ride, and we'd stop over there. The cones were only 3-4 cents, sometimes 5 cents a cone. And that's what we had for a treat.
The people that carried the vegetables, they pull a cart by hand, or was it a car?
No, I can't remember. It might have been a little truck, you know, in the front,
yeah.
And they had that attached to it to pull it. Yeah, I can picture it. I remember, you know, vaguely. I was young. Yeah. And then we walked to school. After that, we lived on J Street.
No buses, huh?
No, are you kidding? Well, I had gone to Brandeke Street School. And then we moved to Adrian Terrace, and I went to Albany Street School. And we had to walk quite a distance. There were no sidewalks then. We had to walk on the road. But there weren't that many cars out those days. We walked from Adrian Terrace, where MBCC is now. Do you remember, Andy?
Wow, that's way
all the way up that road to Albany Street School and back home again. But that was a grammar school. And then I went to 7th and 8th grade because they'd only went to 6th grade to Proctor High School. That was a shorter distance to walk, but still it was far. 7th and 8th grade, and I went to high school there, Proctor High School. That's changed a lot now, too. Mm-hmm. Yep. MVCC, they built it years after, you know. We lived on St. Vincent Street, where the church was right on the corner. Now that's sold.
Before St. Vincent, where the church is sold?
They combined with Mount Carmel Church on Dew Street.
So where'd you live before St. Vincent Street?
Or Adrian Terrace.
Oh, Adrian Terrace.
And then they bought the house. And I remember they only paid about $6,000 for that house.
That's a lot of money back then.
Well, yeah, it was. And they even left the piano there.
So the house came with a piano?
Well, they didn't want to take it out, so they left it there.
Oh.
And that's how Aunt Kathy started taking piano lessons.
Yeah.
I took violin lessons. Mike Nuziat, that guy is right up. Did you ever see him?
Yeah, yeah.
He taught violin and a few instruments, you know. I think he taught Aunt Kathy with a piano, too. He wrote music. He was quite a smart man. He never got married. He took care of his father, who died almost 100 years old.
Holy
cow. Yep. Those were the days.
Don't sing that song.
Those were the days, my friend. I thought they'd never end. And when we were living it, we couldn't wait till they ended. Now look at what we've got in this world.
See, you wish you were back in those days sometimes.
That's right. It'll never be the same.
Mm.
I won't talk about the mafia.
Why? That's what they want to know.
Oh, really?
What about the mafia?
See, years ago, they had the mafia, but they only fought between themselves for power. And today, you've got a lot of other things, a lot of
gangs,
drugs, and it's changed a lot, everything. I'd rather have the old days because they were only fighting among themselves. They didn't interfere with us. In fact, they protected us.
From what?
Well, I mean, you know, there was to make sure that nobody harmed us. I told you, that was quite a thing. It's still in the paper once in a while that one may have just gotten out of jail or who died in jail or whatever.
Right. From way back then?
It only pikes up once in a while about the mafia. There might be a few of them still going a little bit. Yes. So I don't know what else I can think of right now to tell you.
Do you have any questions? What was Papa and Nani Lakanti like?
Well, they were
she
like...
She died when I was young. I was a little... How old was I?
She was,
three,
I think
four,
she was
five.
74 years old. Yeah, you were young. I think Terry was born, I think, by that time. Yes,
yeah,
Terry
was
born,
young,
yeah. I remember when Terry was born, and when they saw him, oh, he looked like a nice little girl.
So Harry would make an ugly girl. Wouldn't he, Annie?
She should have lived to see him now, right?
With all the hair.
With all the beard and everything. Oh, dear.
Dear is right. Hmm.
But she was proud of them. She had two masculine. That means boys.
Huh.
Met little men, masculine. Because, you know, the Italian people like to carry on the name. So they like to have a boy in the family. Maybe that's why I had two boys and no girls.
I got two girls and one boy.
What? That's what their thoughts were years ago. But see, today you don't think of those things. And years ago, when you had children, you named them after family. You know, you can't get a name like they met. Now they have names listed.
That's why sometimes there's funny names to people.
So I named him after Papa. We named him after Papa.
Papa who?
Your dad.
Your father.
Oh, that
their
Papa. I thought you meant my grandpa. Yeah, yeah.
No, their Papa.
Sorry.
And I put the name Andrew Lawrence because that was Nani Conti's brother's name.
okay.
Okay, you had to have the name in there, Walt, although he was named after his father. Now, when Terry was born, I wanted something different.
So, how was Terry named?
I named him Terrence. And, well, the first thing, I don't remember if it was Nanny and Papa Mesa or Papa Conti, but they all both had a remark. What kind of the name is that?
Where did you come up with that?
I took it out of a book.
Oh, you had a book. Well, but his middle name, where'd you get Edward from?
Terrence Edward, I don't know. There's don't no remember. Edward in the family.
Not no an Edward. Old boyfriend or anything.
I should have named him Terrence Tofilio.
Yeah, named Noah Tofilio. Well, these kids, all their middle names are after their grandparents.
I didn't want another Thomas because there was Thomas on the other side.
A lot of Thomas. Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you know, even cousins and all that. I mean, it could be a little much, don't you think so? That's why so many families, they have that same name throughout the whole family. And, you know, if one gets in trouble, they think it's you.
Put the name in the paper.
And right away,
is that what you're concerned about, getting in trouble and your name in the paper?
No. If you're clear and they get in trouble, well, you're in trouble, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Because of the reputation. You know, years ago, they worried about reputation. Today, it's different. They couldn't care less. I mean, I know we care, right? You want to keep a clean reputation. You don't want your name blasted that you're bad and all that. But a lot of them don't care today. That's the world, the way it's changed. Any questions, girls?
You should check that, make sure the recording's coming out.
Still recording.
Well, how do I know it's coming out good, though?
Stop
and play it.
Alright, but then I'll start a new recording after.